Hello, good morning everyone. I'm Christopher Peters and I'm going to present you Grotto Center. So first a bit about me. I'm from Belgium. I'm mostly working as a trainer and consultant in open source and DevOps. And in my free time, I'm spending quite a lot of time doing outdoor adventure stuff, such as, for example, I go into caves. By the way, for the people who like to enjoy the pictures of my slides, this is the only picture that I didn't take. So it's a bit difficult to take it when you're posing for it. So first a bit about caving or speleology. So what does it actually mean? It's mostly a scientific study where we are going into caves or outdoors and explore karst phenomena or caves in particular. If we are going into caves to study what is happening over there, there are different sciences that are involved there. It's geology, there is biology, there is also a lot of physics and chemistry involved. But in general, to get to the place that we want to study, we need to go and pass certain obstacles. We have to crawl through some small passages. We have to descend into pits. And for that, we need a certain physical activity to get there. So there are some people who do this for science, to actually research things that are happening down there. There are other people who just like to do the physical activity. And so it's also a bit of a sport. For the people who are a bit familiar with other terminologies, in English it's also known as caving, potholing, spelunking, so there are different words for it, but in general the idea is we go into caves. Now if we go into caves, of course there are a few things that we have to keep in mind, and one of the things that I would like to present to you today is a problem that we often have to deal with. So when we go into caves, on this picture you can see a person who is descending into a pit on a rope, and this is something you don't do just like, it's 10 o'clock, let's go and see what's in this hole. We actually do some preparations. For that, we are using a lot of information that we are consulting to make sure that we have the adequate equipment with us. We have also made sure that we are using the right tools, that we are also making sure that we're not going in the wrong moments, because sometimes also weather conditions can make a very bad influence on the conditions in a cave. Here you see an example of a survey. We have quite a lot of surveys that provide us with information on how the cave looks like, if it has already been explored. And we can use these surveys to also make sure that we have all the rigging material with us, that we make sure that we know where we are going, what we are going to do, and what kind of dangers that could be involved in this trip. For this, we have the surveys. They provide us with this information. There's also sometimes a description that is added to the survey, which provides us more information of, for example, how to get to the entrance, maybe some particularities, special things we would like to see or special things we would like to avoid. And sometimes also separately, we have rigging information. That's not always the case, but depending on how well a cave has been researched and explored, these documents are available. On this survey, there is also, over here you can see that there is an indication which actually also tells that this is a pit of 20 meters, and so sometimes also this information is only available on the survey. Except for that, we also have other information which is not very necessary to just facilitate the trip itself, but which can give us some more background. For example, scientific research that has been performed, some information about the region that could be geologically, that could be biologically. That could also be, for example, information about how rivers are flowing above and underground. There's also other kind of research that can have been performed that isn't necessarily limited to this specific cave we're going to visit, but that could be more broad and give more information about also the region or maybe a particular kind of cave. And other documentation, like for example, when they made this survey, they also took measurements. This survey has been made probably with compass and just measuring tape. and thus they might have taken notes of that. They might have also saved them somewhere. These days, we're also using more modern technologies such as radar and 3D scanners, and also those data points that can be saved and they can also be archived. All this kind of information is available at a certain location. Most of the time, it is the person who has actually who has generated this information, who owns this information. But if we want to share this, we are very much scattered around the world, and there is not such a thing as a central database. That is the actual problem we have to deal with. So if you look at how we are going to share this information these days, a lot of this happens by email or by websites or blogs, sometimes also some file transfer services. But in general, all the information is at one specific organization, one specific person or group of persons, and you have to know where you have to go to if you want to actually access the information. There are some countries who do have their central databases, but this is not something which is also standardized or generalized. If we then have the information about the cave, like for example the survey, how also are we going to link this with scientific research that has been performed around this cave? That is also one of the problems we have to deal with. If we are contacting someone because we want to visit a cave, very often we get a survey, or we get a description, or we get a combination of both, but we don't get all the information that is available. Also because very often this information is not centralized in one sort of group of people. Some people have one part of the information, other people have another part of the information. And then when I contact someone to obtain this information, and if I have been using it for a while, and then afterwards an